¿Qué pasa cuando cambias tu calentador de agua eléctrico estándar por uno nuevo con bomba de calor? Tus ahorros crecen. Y mucho. De hecho, Energy Star calcula que un hogar de 4 personas puede ahorrar $550 al año en sus facturas de luz. Y el costo de tu nuevo calentador de agua con bomba de calor se recupera en solo 3 años. Sube de nivel con un calentador de agua con bomba de calor. Visita daleupgrade.com para más información.
Hey, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to She Thrives, your daily dose of motivation and self-love. Today, we are diving into something super important, creating healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much in return? Or maybe you find yourself saying yes when you really want to say no? You know that feeling, right? That little voice inside whispering, "This isn't serving me." Well, let's talk about how to silence those whispers and start setting boundaries that empower you. Because, honey, your time, energy, and emotional well-being are precious. Don't let anyone dim your shine. Here are 5 powerful takeaways to help you create those healthy boundaries like a boss. First up, understand that boundaries aren't selfish. In fact, they are essential for self-care and genuine connection. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the fence around your emotional garden. They protect your space, allowing beautiful things to grow within. Without them, you risk being overrun by weeds. Saying no sometimes isn't about being rude, it's about protecting your precious energy and saying yes to what truly matters. Number 2. Get crystal clear on your values. What's most important to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some peace and quiet? Once you know your core values, it's easier to align your boundaries with them. For example, if you value authenticity, maybe it means saying no to commitments that don't feel true to you. Thirdly, practice assertive communication. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. It simply means expressing your needs and feelings clearly and respectfully. Remember those magical words, "I feel." Use them. I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments. I feel respected when people listen to my ideas. See? Powerful stuff. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. It's like flexing a new muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Start small. Maybe decline that extra work project or politely pass on that social event that doesn't excite you. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice and patience. Be kind to yourself, adjust as needed, and celebrate your wins along the way. You deserve to have your needs met and to feel empowered in your relationships. Think about a time when someone crossed a boundary with you. Maybe it was a friend constantly borrowing money or a coworker always asking for favors after hours. How did that make you feel? Probably drained, frustrated, even resentful, right? That's your body and mind telling you something is off balance. Setting boundaries in the situations could have saved you a lot of stress and heartache. So remember, beautiful souls, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for genuine connection, self-respect, and inner peace. Start small, be kind to yourself, and watch how powerful these simple acts of self-love can be. I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And don't forget to subscribe to She Thrives so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.